Listener Wayne wrote, "Decline of American societal values is led in part by the trend-setting broadcast of vulgar language by the media. My long and appreciative listening to WHQR finds it a media outlet which does maintain a good level of broadcast quality. Yet from time to time, a little cuss word manages to find its way onto WHQR's airwaves. A case in point is the recent announcement of some material to be aired entitled, Getting Paid to Be a Smart, expletive deleted. It appears to me that our WHQR is in a position to assist in reversing this use of improper language. I appeal to WHQR to exert a little more positive influence over the vocabulary used by its own staff and local contributors. Eliminating vulgar language over the airwaves will serve by example to raise the level of discourse in our society, and this will become a stepping stone toward restoring our ethical and moral values." Thank you, Wayne. Listener Mackie wrote, "I don't know who is doing your programming or who your preferred audience might be, but I can't help but wonder if they know that music existed before the 20th century. I would be willing to bet the last dollar I have in my pocket that during your fundraising campaign, you will select music from the classics and romantics. When I find myself consistently turning off your station because what you're playing is not what I begin to consider music, you can rest assured I will not contribute during your drives. I find that not only on a morning like today when I like to awaken to pleasant sounds, but also when I'm driving at the end of a long day, it's nice to listen to music other than what you consider pleasing to the ear. It is anything but that, and the radio is turned off. There are outstanding, renowned 20th century composers, Stravinsky, Shostakovich, Mahler, Fauré, Gershwin, Copland. I can understand your wanting to introduce new music, but how about sporadically instead of consistently? I suspect I shall never receive a response, but at least I will have voiced my opinion. I also suspect that your intended audience is not anyone over the age of 50. Too much of your programming has been a huge disappointment for me." Well, to answer one of Mackie's points, the classical music that he listed in his message is not programmed by us here locally. Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to noon is programmed by Bob Workman, and Monday evening from 8 to 10 by Pat Marriott. Other hours originate from a syndicated feed programmed by Minnesota Public Radio, one of the nation's leading classical networks. In response, I would point out that while the 13 minutes or so that Mackie lists does in fact have 3 out of 4 20th century pieces, that's not a typical sample. But ultimately, this is a question about individual taste. I will say that Bob and I feel that for a service that supplies 126 hours of classical music programs per week, Minnesota does a very credible job of selecting good performances of fine music. It's not easy or even possible to satisfy everyone at all times. But as a listener, you, of course, need only one person to be satisfied, and that's you. So thanks, Mackie. Finally, on a couple of personal notes, I want to say a special thanks to our colleagues at Port City Daily for Wednesday's article about me as I approach retirement. It made me sound far more articulate than I am, and I'm deeply touched and appreciative to Bo Gunn and Benjamin Schachtman. And I hope to see many of my feedback pals at next Thursday's annual meeting. It's at the M.C. Ernie Gallery in our studios, 254 North Front Street in Wilmington, starting at 6 p.m. We'd love to hear from you on Friday feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org, or you can leave a call at 910-292-9477. Try the new WHQR smartphone app, and as always, thanks for your feedback.